Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. We have a good show today, I think, where we're just, it's like one of those shows. I just want to really talk about the idea of love and what we're actually really talking about here, because a lot of people have one focus, but has a tendency not to be really focusing on love itself, because it's like asking yourself, do you know what unconditional love really is? And being honest with yourself. So, like I said, this is Psychic Journey. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So, how you doing? It's great to be here again. And so, we're just going to get right into the show and see what's up. It's 6:02. We got an hour and 57 minutes left in the show, so we got plenty of time to call in. We want to hear your thoughts and your questions, because we're actually as we do every show. It's been a crazy day, so we're just trying to catch a breath here. Okay, like I said, we're also doing free angel readings today, where we answer two of your questions. Plus, if you're the 10th caller today, you will get a 45-minute reading with me free. So call in and win. So that's for the 10th caller. Like I said, always, we are also answering your questions, but we're also asking for your thoughts on how you feel about relationships. Because basically the law of attraction, when I'm talking about relationships, the name of the show is called Love Will Save You, So Lit It, using the law of attraction to find true love, which is actually, right now I'm in the midst of writing a book with that exact name. So I just thought I'd introduce the idea of the book and some of the things that are in the book before the book actually comes out, to get an idea of what we're talking about here, which is basically using the law of attraction to attract the right person, and how your relationship can grow also by using the law of attraction to maintain that relationship, and also using it to figure out if you're with the right person or not. Because everything's energy, and everything will always be energy. So the connections that you pick with everybody, I mean, the energy itself is there, right there. We're always looking for signs. Signs are so easy if we just look at them for the sign they are, instead of trying to take the sign and trying to take it and put it into what we think it should be, what we think it should mean, instead of looking at what it actually does mean. So we want to hear your thoughts and any questions that you might have on that subject itself. So like I said, I think it's going to be a great show. So that, you know, start calling in. Let's talk about it. When we talk about relationships, in part, we're talking about our lives, which is actually everything we do in our lives is actually a partnership of someone or some kind of relationship. Even if it's just talking to somebody for a brief 5 minutes, it's still a relationship for that brief 5 minutes. And also the ideal how you interact with relationships seems to affect everything else in your life as well. So it's like your job, your career, how you communicate with other people, how you do your job, depending if your job is a people person job, which if you sit here and look at everything we do, you're going to interact with people one way or the other. So it's one of those things. Because all relationships, they're all relationships. So let's talk about that as well. So if you have any comments or any questions, we'd be glad to hear them. So call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. We're also going to introduce here, too, some things that you can actually use. CDs, books, journals. Me personally, I mean, the idea of focusing, it seems like when I write in my journal and I write things down, it gives me focus. So therefore, it just seems like everything seems to move forward when I start doing that. And there's a lot of material out there, too. I mean, you can do like I do. Just go to Walmart or go to Barnes & Noble, or Borders. I mean, just go in there, and I usually tell people to find a nice journal, something that you feel comfortable with, something that you can connect with as well. It's like anything else. A relationship with your journal maybe in turn can actually help you with the relationship to interact with other people. And the first thing you really need to do is you need to sit down and figure out what kind of relationship that you really do want to have, and then tell yourself that you're going to sit there and make sure that you do, okay? So everybody call in. We're going to try to get two to you, two, We're going to try to get to everybody as quick as possible. I don't like to rush people off the phone, so I do ask it to save it to two questions if you are calling in about your psychic questions. If it pertains to the subject, there is no limitation. And the first thing I do is to clarify is I really got this book. I talk about it quite a bit on the air. It's a book called Super Beings. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. And I do recommend that if any kind of books you can get, or you can get all these books. But they really go down, really get deep into the subject of exactly what to do. And that's the idea with everything. It's like having a relationship with your angels and God and everyone. You know, once those relationships open up and you unconditionally love, without any kind of expectations of what it should be, and just let it be what it is, it seems to, it's like spreading down to the rest of the relationship that you have in your life. Like I said, the first thing that book taught me was the idea of writing it down. And then making a definite decision to open up and let that relationship manifest in the way it's going to manifest. And then I guess the idea of the direction would be basically following it and the way it takes you, okay? I have many journals, and I've written in many journals, and I seem to hang on to those journals from time to time because it makes it easier to go back, because we always want to, you know, we always want to think and we want to focus on exactly what we want. So the idea of writing it down makes it easier to go back, and then you just go over it to make sure it's always fresh in your mind. And then do that for 15 minutes a day until you feel like it's there, and then let it go. Detach yourself from it. And then from time to time, if you feel like you've lost your focus or lost your direction in the situation, or you don't feel like it's going, if you don't feel comfortable with it and you feel like you need to go over it, no problem. Go over it again. And that's what's so good about journals. You pull the journal out, you go back over it again and say, this is what I want. This is what I'm focusing on. And even take it one step further and try to picture in your mind how that's going to play itself out. And then when you're done, open it up to the universe and say, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. See, that way you're opening it up. Maybe you're just not really kicking into the definition or really seeing what you could really have. And by doing that, you're opening it up. So the universe will interpret it, saying, okay, I want this. Or for something better, I'll take that too. And then when certain things start crossing your path, paying attention. Because if you're constantly focusing on it, constantly focusing on just the relationship itself, you might actually miss some opportunities that are crossing your path because you're too busy focusing on it, or I should say, you're too attached to it. So you sit there and let go of it, open it up and say, okay, this is, you can see things more clearly, and then you're going to, it's like having faith in it too. It's going to happen. It's already happened. I mean, you can even go to extremes of going even further than that and just saying, hey, people ask you, are you in a relationship? Yes, you are. And go that route. So you're reaffirming it. So if you have any thoughts or ideals, or maybe you have a couple stories of your own that you want to call in and talk to us about how it happened to you, of certain situations you detached yourself from and then all of a sudden it happened. You opened up your life to have somebody else in it. If you do, give us a call. The phone number here is 646-721-9031. We also talk about readings and doing psychic stuff. I've been doing this kind of work for a very long time. If you want to call in and get a private reading with me, they're usually $25. There's no time limit. So just call me at my private number, which is 937-838-6337, and we'll give a private session. All I ask is that you take a block of time that's good for you, call me, tell me you want to get a reading, send it to my PayPal account, which is psychic-journeyman666 live61@live.com at PayPal. And as soon as that money hits my account, you have my full attention. And if it goes over, say usually they go about an hour. But if they go over, don't worry about it. Once you pay, there is no additional pay. We sit there until we. It's like me. I sit there and do it. I do a reading until I feel like the reading's over with. So therefore, I only charge a flat fee of $25. And we're having a special this month too, since it's Christmas. If you and say that you have a friend who wants to get a reading as well, you come to me, call me. If you're local, give me a call and bring a friend, and your reading's free. So your friend will pay $25, but you will get yours for free. So therefore, bring a friend. Or if you want to call me on the phone and get a reading, no problem. Same thing happens. Just tell me you have a friend, and the same thing applies. Just make sure you know. Make sure you tell me. So therefore, we can do that. If it's a couple's reading, we're still doing the same thing, because that's classified as that person's your friend. So therefore, yes. If you have a couple and you want to do the whole thing, we're waiving the fee for December. It's usually about $45 for couple readings. But this month, it's only $25, which means bring a friend, which is your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. Take advantage of that. It's all December. Not till December 25th. It's till the end of December. So call me. So therefore, let's get back to the show and talk about relationships in general. Like I said before, every relationship you have in your life it's everything. Even your foot to the floor can be classified as a relationship and how you deal with that. We're also, when we talk about the law of attraction also tells you when you're in the midst of manifesting things, what's one thing to notice is that you know for a fact you're going in the right direction when two people are actually, it's a win-win situation. You meet somebody who's basically been looking for the same thing you've been looking for, and it just falls together. Spontaneously talking, that kind of thing. Everything works out fine. There's no hesitations, no confusion or nothing like that. It's just one of those things you do. But I can also talk about too, and this is a very important part, that you shouldn't, the idea of knowing that you're good to be in a relationship is the idea of knowing you've dealt with your issues from all your previous relationships and dealt with those situations and looked at them honestly and said, okay, you know, was it you? Was there something about the situation you didn't take care of? And if you've been through a bad relationship, just the idea of looking at the relationship itself and dealing with the situation the way it unfolded and the hurt that you did, experience from both sides, because both sides, both people get hurt. It's just people have a tendency to express it in different ways. Some people just really like be very hateful and attack the person they're divorcing because it makes it easier to attack them and blame them instead of taking a look at their own issues, their own self, and what was really going on. And that's usually the lashing out part, because usually when you get angry with people, they have a tendency to back off anyway. So therefore, you have to deal with it. It's almost like two people in the midst of arguing and fighting are reflecting each other. And it just gets worse and worse and worse because all these issues are being brought out, but no one's really looking at them. And that's the hardest part, to let go of all your baggage, come into a relationship clean. So that's one thing to think about. So we have to sit there and go over that whole kind of thing too. So everybody call in with your thoughts, your ideals, and your questions today. And the number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said, I was talking about before, I talk about journals. And I think some of you might actually be wondering exactly what I mean when you write in your journal exactly what kind of relationship that you want. I think we all have a good idea, and I think we actually know what we want. But the biggest problem is a lot of us don't write it down because we're scared we won't get what we want. We're scared we won't get the right person that we really want to be with. So we've put ourselves in a situation where we started compromising. Compromising is like it's like falling down a hill. Once you start going, it's hard to stop. Not impossible, but hard. So when I sit here and talk about the whole thing, it's the idea of even I've even done techniques myself where I actually write down how I would like for it to happen. You know, like writing down exactly saying, hey, I'd like to meet this person. So I'd like to meet this person at a coffee shop. I describe the person in detail. I've even gone to the point of actually trying to find a picture of a person that I thought the person I should be with should look like. So it's all these visual aids. And see, you know, it's like the thing, the universe will give you exactly what you want and what you really deserve and what you have really focused on. But also look at the situation. So say you have a picture of a girl that you want to be with. You're focusing on that, and this other girl comes in the picture, looks almost exactly like her. Take it one step further and see if this person is actually better than what you were actually focusing on. Because I have a funny feeling she is. And what you're getting is exactly what you deserve and what you really, really did want. And the idea of even sitting down and you know, the ideal of certain situations, of certain things that could actually really help you let go of some old baggage, is the ideal of writing. Poems are really good for that. And that's what I do. I write a lot of poems on situations of certain people. And sometimes writing those poems have a tendency to bring out things about the girl that I was with that I wasn't really focusing on, but it came out anyway. So I know for a fact it was in my subconscious mind. And now it's on a piece of paper, so I can't dispute it. And there it is. It helped me let go of that situation. Because a lot of people have a tendency to hang on to somebody because they think that's the person for them. And that's one thing we should think about for a second, too. Let's go ahead and do a couple calls. Okay. 901, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Well, you're on the air, so what's your name?
My name is Sabrina. And I have a question concerning
okay,
my relationship. I have a question concerning my relationship. I want to know what is his, the guy that I'm involved with, what is his intentions with me? I mean, does he really want to be with me, or is he just playing games?
I really get a strong impression on this person, but what is his first name, if I could ask?
Uh-huh.
What's his first name?
Lee
the
Dale.
Guy you're talking. Oh, what's that? I'm sorry.
Lee Dale.
With this person in particular, I keep getting a lot of playing games. It's like the situation. I get game playing. I get a lot of impressions where it's like a lot of things he's not really sincere about, even to the point of not taking you seriously.
Right.
So, those are definitely what I would call game playing. And I really don't see it changing anytime. I mean, I feel like he's... I just feel like there's more people in this situation, too. Like, he's still attached to an ex.
Okay.
There's some. What's that?
I'm
sorry, I didn't hear you.
You're breaking up.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation of him, I keep getting that he's a player.
Okay.
And that you should think about. Because one thing I do see that the ideal of this relationship, I see somebody else around. I keep getting. I keep getting June that there's somebody else. And I get the impression that you should make your decision what you should do with this situation. Because there seems like there's a lot of things going on here in this relationship that you have that have been kind of like screaming at you to move on. And you're hoping for some changes so you won't have to.
Right. So I know about what you're saying. And my thing is, he says he's just there for the kids, but I kind of feel like it's a little bit more.
He did what now? For the kids?
He said he is there for the kids and nothing else.
Well, yeah. Those are crazy situations when people go, I'm there for the kids. You know, they should sit there and think about that. Because that's a very hurtful comment in itself, because basically you say, I don't care about you, but I love the kids. So there's too many connections there that, and why would he not love the kids? And so it's kind of hard to look at it realistically and say he does. And, you know, he can't love one without loving the other or even having some kind of feelings for you. And he's still there. I feel like he's there for the kids. But that's a big flat lie, more or less living there, so he won't have to go anywhere else. He needs to go on. That's what I'm saying. He needs to move on because he's using too many excuses. And the kids, you know, this is one thing I don't like about people in certain situations. They use this kind of tactic because you're not going to say anything. You're not going to push the issue because you're scared that people might look at you kind of weird. And it's one of those things you got to put your feet down and say, okay, dude, this is the way it works. You know, you say you're here for the kids. Well, you can go somewhere else and still be for the kids. Just, you know, make the check out too, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I feel like there's somebody else coming in your life in June, but see, the reason I'm stressing so much on a deal with this one and move on and cut it loose is because you don't want it to interfere with the ones coming up, okay?
Okay. Is it somebody that I know?
No, you don't. And right now, you don't need anybody else you know in your life. Because I feel like you're going to do some changes. You're going to do some changes between now and June. So when you meet this other person, it's going to be a whole lot better situation for you. And I feel like this guy's definitely going to be there for the kids, but he's also going to make your life a whole lot easier.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. And keep in touch and let us know how it works out, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, let's go into another caller. Well, let's see. All right, area code 347, you're on the air.
Hello, oh. How are you?
I have no idea. It's been a crazy day, so therefore I haven't had time to think about me, so.
Well, you have to take time for yourself, too.
I know that. That's one thing I keep telling everybody else. I got to take my own advice.
Yes. Well, this is Aisha, and I'm calling from New York.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I have two things, actually. I wanted to just get a reading, and also I have a question about the law of attraction. First, my question about the law of attraction. I have always, in the past, I always thought that maybe wearing a ring on my ring finger, like a band, would be a way to attract a mate. But then I got to the point where I was thinking, maybe doing that is sending a message out into the universe that I already have a husband.
Right.
How do you see that? How does that work?
I laugh because it's so funny, because this whole last summer I actually wore a ring on my ring finger because I was doing the same thing. And the biggest thing that crossed my mind was, right, maybe somebody would sit there and look at it and go, okay, this person's already married, and kind of avoid the whole situation. But
then,
see, the one thing I got mostly was my messages from my angels are sitting there going, the person that you meet, that you're wanting to meet, that you want to be with, will look at that ring and know exactly what you're doing because you're both on the same wavelength. You're both thinking the same thing. So the idea of doing that is telling the universe, I want to be married. And I tell people this all the time, too, is the idea of also taking it one step further and making sure your life is clear. And what I mean by that, clear and open, because I had one lady who was like trying to attract a mate, but she never, in simple things like she didn't live like she wanted to live for two, so she didn't have any room in her closet. She always parked in the middle of the garage, and just things like that. And then when she changed, you know, basically what happened was she got some counseling, I wouldn't say counseling, I don't like counseling, but she got some advice and she had listened to that before, and all of a sudden it just clicked in her head. So what she did, she started parking to one side of the garage. She started sleeping on one side of the bed. She made room in her closet for her significant other, and that's kind of things. And I'm thinking about 2 weeks, she met somebody.
Wow.
So it was one of those things of also, you know, she wasn't, See, in the process of doing these little techniques, what it does is it lets you detach yourself from the situation because you're busy doing what you need to do.
Right.
And it, you know, opens those doors and tells the universe, yeah, I want these things. And the idea of wearing a ring on your ring finger, I've done the same thing, you know, and people think that might be crazy, but there's people looking, but I know for a fact, you know, the idea of sitting there thinking about psychics in general, of people who know things without having to get any insight on the whole thing, because I've done readings like that too, where people just won't tell me nothing.
Right.
So I don't look at them and say, well, you know, forget you. I've actually gotten to the point of getting past that and say, okay, that's a challenge. You have to focus more. So therefore, by focusing more, you have a tendency to bring in the information that you wanted. It's the same thing with relationships. Don't get discouraged by the situation. Just get more determined and say, okay, this is what I want. It hasn't happened yet, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. It's something you want. And if you can imagine it in your mind, if you can focus on it and picture it, just by picturing it, it does exist.
Okay.
So therefore, you just have to wait till it manifests itself at the right time. That's what I found the most thing to do, too, because I've actually had, and this is a hard thing, too, because you have a lot of people that come into the freaking relation, will come into you or come to you, and you're like, okay, I'm attracting all these people. But these are also people that want the same thing you want, too, so they have a tendency to, they're looking for an easy way, looking for something, it's like, this is close.
Right,
so you have
right.
to sit there and examine the connections you have with people, because that's the one thing when I do a lot of relationship readings and stuff like that, is to get on that whole thing and say, okay, guys, you keep saying you have a connection, but what kind of connection is it? Because you should know. That's what I meant by the ring. When you meet the right person, they're going to look at you and go, oh, so you're looking for the same thing I'm looking for, huh? And they'll know. And that's basically what you're looking for is a really clear-cut a clear-cut sign, that's the person, because that person knows exactly what you're doing, so therefore you're on the same wavelength on that whole thing. It also clarifies the connection that you have, because you're both looking for the same thing, which is each other, basically.
Right.
And like we were talking about the other day, I was explaining to people what twin flames are. Twin flames is basically what we're really looking for when we talk about we want to find a significant other. A lot of people talk about soulmates, but soulmates can be so many soulmates. I mean, your dad can be your soulmate.
Right.
So those things are different. So one thing I specify is like focus and think about Valentine's Day. Here's a heart. It's on the front of this card. What does that mean? Did anybody ever sit back and think about what does a heart mean on a Valentine's card? Or what does a heart mean in anyway? It looks nothing like the human heart, not even close.
Yeah, so, you know, I've actually wondered that myself a few times. Like, where did that come from?
Well, here's the answer. Now, everybody's specifying on twin flames. Now, twin flames, okay, imagine this. God created this essence that was so powerful and so bright, it could not be contained in one body. So, therefore, he made a man and a woman, and he puts his essence in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, see, the essence is both you. You're both the same essence, just on a different level, a male and a female. Okay? Like, so what happens is the heart at the top where the crease comes together, that's where your twin flames start. Then they go out into the world. That's the heart, and they always end up together at the end.
Wow.
Okay? So it's like you look at that situation, you're going, okay, we're thinking this stuff too much, and we should let it go where it's going to go, because you're always going to be led to the right person you're supposed to be with. It's always when we jump in there and say, well, I think I got this one, God. You can help me find a job and maybe a car or something, but I got the relationship thing down. And you always end up with somebody you don't want to be with.
Right.
So I'm just saying with the situation, it's not – like I've told people before, if you sit there and really put yourself in the situations like those and realize what you're looking for yourself. If you sit there and look in the mirror and really do love yourself, then you'll realize what you're looking for is someone to love, which is you.
Right.
If it was a woman, and when you guys come together, it's like, I wish we had that one show. I got a show coming up here in a couple of weeks where it talks about sexuality and spirituality. Are they the same or one? Are they separate little entities? But I've been taught so many times that when a man and a woman really come together, there's a really really strong energy exchange between the two.
Right.
But at the same time, if you realize who created you, when you connect with that essence again, it just reaffirms God.
Right.
And the creation of both you, and realize why you're here. And it's basically just to realize who you really are and who realize who the source is, the substance of life, which is actually God, Jesus, the God, angels,
right.
And everyone work together. And once you work all this together, that's your law of attraction. Puts it all together and says, hello. This is what you're here to realize, that we're all connected. We're, you know, one, and even Jesus said that. If you love each other unconditionally, just love. That's the biggest commandment, just love. And if you love
right.
each other unconditionally, what's going to happen is you're not going to hurt anybody. The Ten Commandments will never be violated, and you can actually live. We're not saying be like Jesus. We're saying be like he was. The essence of what that means is loving. He just loved people. The reason he came here was basically to love everyone and just get that straight, that you could go out and do the same thing. You're going to create bigger, like when he says you're going to do better, more powerful works than I did, which means once you start loving each other unconditionally and stuff, then things are going to start happening. I'll give you an example, okay? When I was with my ex-fiance, the reason I thought that relationship was really going to work out, because just the idea of us being together, the things we manifested surprised both of us of things that we never had before. Now, can someone mess that up? Yeah, someone can mess it up and make a decision and walk away from it, because that's a really powerful thing. That's what we always talk about. Are you ready? Are you asking for what you really want? And are you ready to accept it? Which means when it happens, it's going to be totally different than what you've ever had in your life, because you haven't been really getting what you really wanted. And then when it does happen, you want to step back and go, oh my gosh, this is really powerful. And it can be so overwhelming that you want to run away. That's when you find that one person in your life that you're equal, you won't walk away. You'll join together and basically face this together and realize it's awesome. But also, when you start creating things in a more positive way, you know this is the relationship that you've been waiting for your whole life, because all the things you've ever wanted start coming easily.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, with the situation you have going on and things are going on, the law of attraction, see, people want to snark at it and that kind of thing. They want to sit there and denounce it, and they just want to sit there and just get crazy, because is it really that easy? It is. Humans make everything difficult.
Yes.
That's why we're always focused on the spiritual side of everything. The more spiritual you are, the more you understand that everything, there is no limitations on it. But when you focus from a human standpoint, they're always trying to put limitations on everything, because when you put limitations on things, you're not so powerful. It's not a scary thing. So it's like putting God at the forefront again. Because you're scared if you don't, you're going to be more powerful than God is. And then you start thinking your situations, your problems, and everything else are more powerful than God. Then you lose the whole track of things. That's why we have to come back to the spirituality part of realizing we're all connected, but we're also connected to God too. So it's all one big happy family.
True. Wow.
So we're just saying hi to Father again.
Yes. Well, I have a question. I wanted to know if you could just tell me. I have had some tough experiences, I guess, in my past relationships.
Uh-huh.
The last relationship that I was in, I just thought this guy was the one. I thought he was my twin flame, but I guess he was more of a soulmate. I feel like I've met a lot of soulmates. I'm still friends with some of them, you know. But I was just wondering, is there anyone out there coming anytime soon who is my twin flame? Because, like, recently I've been experiencing things. I mean, I believe in the law of attraction as well, and I've been experiencing, like, really, really different things, I guess I could say. Like, I'll listen to a song, and in the past, after, getting out of a tough relationship, I may listen to a love song and say, oh, gosh, I want to turn this song off. It's just bringing back memories of what was. But now I find that when I listen to love songs, I actually feel as if there is someone loving me the way that I want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the person is not in my life, but I just feel like that person is somewhere close, and I can almost feel their energy.
Well, that's the thing we're talking about before. You know, when you have that longing going on, anybody else in your life right now means it's just telling you that the person in your life that you thought it might be, And you're still longing for it, it's not.
Right,
Plus, but we also got to think about what we're talking about before. We're talking about everybody's connected. Everybody's got that connection. So, yeah, that definitely you're picking up on that person. And I feel like the person's picking up on you as well.
Right.
It's a very strong feeling. I would definitely sit there and look at the situation and say there's people coming in your life that could actually divert you from where you want to be at from here to June. I feel like June's going to be a month. I'm not really sure about the June as being a month to meet the person per se, but I just feel like a lot of clarification of why things are happening the way they are. Because I feel like you have a lot of things you need to sit there and work on. And I would recommend to you actually getting this book, John Randolph Price is talking about super beings, because
okay.
There's one part in there where it basically just sits down. And there's another book, too, he has called, it's a book on alchemy. And what it does, it goes over, I think there's five parts of your life, and it helps you to clarify what you want to do with those five parts of your life, which
okay.
means your emotional life, your relationships, your career, your spirituality. And there's a fifth one in there, but not before. Anyway, what it does, I'm just saying, it helps you to get down. And there are certain things like asking yourself some really serious questions about what you really wanted to obtain in those parts of your life. But it's also the idea of understanding that it's like going back in your past and asking yourself how you were raised. Because some people are raised, but they don't realize that something they're subjected to. I know a lady who was subjected to one thing when she was 8 years old where someone told her she would never amount to anything. Just that one thought stuck in her subconscious mind for almost 20 years until she actually went back and took that thought out of her mind and got rid of it and dealt with it. It was hard for her to be successful with anything. And once she did that, it seemed like doors just started opening up like crazy. And I've done the same thing where I've gone back in the past and looked at certain things that I thought, you know, were okay. And then I went back and realized there's still some blockage there. And then once I got that blockage and dealt with it and moved on, it just seemed like more doors opened up and just certain things started happening. You know, I started meeting people. And it was just an idea of looking at those signs, too, and realizing they're just signs telling me it's time to move on. Not this is the person to be with. And this is just showing me that I can do it and the person I thought I was going to be with and there would be nobody else. Look at all these other relationships I'm having of caring about people. So therefore, got me out of that rut of thinking, okay, I need to go on because the person I was with was just not that caring.
Right.
And I was, so I had to move on just because or just certain things you start giving up. If you start, like I've actually been in situations where I've actually given up parts of me that I shouldn't have gave up, which had to do with what I'm doing right now. So, you know, when you start looking at those things, I don't think we're supposed to give this up. We're not supposed to give anything up. We're actually supposed to take what we have and who we are and combine it with somebody else.
Right.
Because if you give those things up, you're giving yourself up. So what are you going to give to the relationship? I mean, we talked about that Wednesday when we were talking about the relationships in general, saying that when you get married, it's like you just created a new life. And how you nurture and feed that relationship depends how it's going to grow up and how it's going to mature. If you don't, then it won't. So therefore, if you give parts of yourself away, what do you have to feed that relationship with if it's not your personality and you've already given things away? Those are all assets of who you are, good or bad.
True.
Okay. I just feel like just sit down. When I say meditate, we were sitting going over this too the other day when people were asking, when you meditate, where do you go? When you have out-of-body experiences, where do you go? Because people don't believe there are some people that don't believe that what they believe once you die, you're dead. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, where do we go? There is definitely a place that we go, so there has to be something more to it.
Right.
So I say when you meditate, just let yourself go completely and listen to your guides, your angels, and everything that's being said to you. And let them point out things that you need to face. I just feel like there's some things you need to work on. But this is like a place to start. These are not. Don't look at these things as problems or start looking at them and talking to yourself going, I'm a bad person. No, these are just things to say, okay, we're all like that.
Right.
We have to come to a point where we take our bad points and make good assets out of them.
Right.
You know, I've talked about this before with girls especially. You know, my boyfriend thinks I'm a bitch. Well, I want you just to get some balance in that whole thing. So when you're at the bank and the lady tries to rip you off for $500, that's the time to be a bitch. But when you're at home and you're trying to have a conversation with your boyfriend, try to sustain and have a conversation. And if you have a point where you can't get yourself there, where you can actually sit down and talk about what's going on or whoever or a friend to whoever it is, any kind of relationship like that, then you need to walk away. Because this is actually good for both of you. Because it's like, and it's good to sit there and tell them too, I can't keep my control in this situation. But so the best thing for me to do is walk out the door before I say something I don't want to say. And I've actually had a couple of friends of mine did that. They would email me. And so I had a bad day today and something happened that I want to talk about, but right now I can't because I'm scared I'm going to go off and you're a really good friend of mine, so I don't want to go off on you. And that's just being honest and caring. So do that for yourself as well.
Okay. I definitely will. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'm going to definitely check out those books.
Yeah, anything you can get by John Randolph Price, I would definitely look into because they're just pointing out to, like, the 22 angels we have governing our inside of our lives. There could be some blockage there as well, but it also point at what the blockage is. That's the whole point.
Okay.
Okay, and then just listen, and this is the hardest part sometimes, is just go with the flow and say, okay, well, how can I deal with it? Well, your angels are there for everything. If you want to go and you feel more comfortable going to God, then ask, because you're going to get an answer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for the call. And please keep in touch and tell us how things go, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, guys. Let's go to the caller. All right. Area code 609. You're on the air. Can I...
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. My question for you is, what do you see for myself and Andrew?
You and Andrew. I've heard Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew. Have we talked to you before?
A while. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, because I keep getting this Andrew keeps bugging me. Confronting Andrew. I get that big, really strong, confronting him on some issues as well. You know, I feel like the relationship between the two of you could be really great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like right now it's not great. I'm not saying it's bad.
Right.
It's not great. It's like you guys are in the middle, and the middle thing keeps saying, this is a relationship that can really go off deep in, but that's a positive thing. It's like it's like going out there and enjoying the spontaneous thing going on instead of trying to control it and try to, you know, I've had too many people sit there and say, well, we go through stages, and well, that's counseling. That's not spontaneous. You know, the counselors, I don't like counseling on that kind of spec because there's too many people that have a tendency to sit there and talk and listen, and the ones I'm familiar with anyway. I'm not saying every one of them, because I don't know everyone, but I'm just saying the ones I've dealt with. Most people I've actually talked to them and said, did you get anything out of the counseling session? And they said, no, they just said we were spoiled and quit. So I was like, but why would you guys, you know what, you know, my biggest thing is there's a reason why they're spoiled brats. So this is like a solution. That's the solution on how they can love each other even more. And are people just saying, well, we've done this, we do this level. And then when we get to this level, then we'll do this.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't surpass those things already, especially if you're in a really loving relationship. You don't some of those things you don't talk about because they just spontaneously happen.
Right.
And this thing here, I hate to sit there. I'm not trying to pick on the man, okay? I just feel like he needs to let go.
He needs to what?
He needs to let go.
Uh-huh.
Almost to the point, I mean, sometimes it just seems like to me like there's a little part about the whole thing. I don't know. What? How would you describe yourself? Are you a caring person who likes to take care of people?
A little bit.
Because it's one of those things of taking, it's like not being scared to put yourself in the position of taking care of Andrew.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me to do that.
I'm just saying, you don't do enough of it because it just seemed like that whole idea. Once he lets go, you let go, and then everybody seems to go in the direction they're supposed to, and they take on that position of what they're really comfortable with. You just think you're a really caring person who likes to take care of people, really over-emotional. Like caring, touching. I call them touchy-feely people.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, they like to hug, touch, kiss. They like to sit in your lap. They'll sit on your lap facing you. They have their head on your chest. They just like that connection, and you should not be scared to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm just saying, if you catch, it could be one of those things where I get the message where it says, don't let yourself, because a lot of times we get to a certain point, and usually you're not married, right?
No.
Usually a lot of people, when they get married, they think they have to be a different person. And what the big key here is, you got together for a reason. So when you get married, you're just basically saying that we want to create something really wonderful. So
right.
Just keep going in the right direction. So you don't need to change anything, because once you do that, that's when people start wondering and looking at each other going, shoot, I don't know who you are, because they try to change too much. But it's also the idea of not being scared of looking at Andrew or in the situation and saying, okay, there were certain things that you used to do all the time. How come you don't do them no more?
Right.
And being, I'm just saying, being comfortable in saying those things, it opens a conversation of why a person did what they did.
I'm
one of those people who tells people in relationship counseling I do, if you're a guy and you start giving flowers and candy, that kind of stuff, you better be prepared to do it for the rest of your life, because you're telling that woman that's who you are. If you don't do those things, just sit there and look at her and say, why is she being so suspicious? Because you're not doing those things anymore. So now she's questioning who you are. So be honest from the first time you guys see each other, because if you're not a person who gives roses and flowers and all kind of stuff, then don't do it.
Right.
Because all it's going to do is put a cramp in your relationship later on when you stop doing those things. Because you're just going to stop doing things, not because you're trying to be mean. It's just that's not who you are.
Right, exactly.
Because if you're a spontaneous person that does those things, then you'll keep doing it. I know a guy gave his wife roses, gave her a rose every freaking day.
Oh, my.
Her whole life he gave her a white rose, I think it was, every day. And then when she died, he died. Do you know those roses came for almost 2 years afterwards?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he wanted to sit there and tell her that he was really, it's like one of those things. It's an overpowering feeling of love. That's the unconditional thing. I want to keep doing it even after you leave. It was one of those things where it had to stop.
Because
she needed to move on.
Right.
And then the guy who was actually delivering the roses, he fell in love with her. So it started giving.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where it's coming together. That's why I tell people, I consider it until you need to get out and find that, put yourself in the right position to find the right person. But also in the same situation, if you got your intuition telling you stay home, or there's something else, the whole thing, you need to listen to that too, because people marry their postman, this guy married the florist. So it's one of those things of listening to your intuition,
Right. My intuition tells me that he is the man for me.
Well, I'm just saying, communication seems to be his biggest, strongest point here, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, you keep being who you are and keep being that touchy-feeling person. There's going to be a couple of times where he's going to be a little uncomfortable about the whole thing because of things he's going through. But the more you keep being who you are and the more you keep doing those things, yes, you'll irritate him at the time that you're doing those things. But I guarantee he's going to come back and tell you that he appreciates that you did those things because it helped him deal with the situation he was going through.
What is the situation he's going through?
It's called life, dear. He's a man. If you turn around, it's like a guy can find anything and say, okay, this is driving me, this is hurting me, or this is this. It's just another way of sometimes they have a tendency to put things in there. That's why I always say open the conversation to find out why they keep doing that. And that's why I keep getting here. It's like we're all taught that life is difficult. Not all of us, but most of us, and the majority, okay? That's why I always tell people about meditating and fasting. See, fasting will teach you one thing. It'll help you lose weight. But it also teaches you, you get to a point where you start thinking about things in a different way where you don't need them anymore. You get past survival mode and you start realizing that everything in your life is a decision. So therefore, you can decide if you want to eat or not. You can even decide if you want to breathe or not. So when once you start doing that, then things don't have such a pull on you anymore.
Right.
And they don't become problems. They won't become problems because you just have this nonchalant, laid-back life where you just realize that everything is happening for a reason and you start paying attention to why.
Right.
So when your boyfriend is being a pain in the ass and you sit there and you're trying to figure out he doesn't want me to hug and kiss on him, that kind of stuff, actually, he does.
Yeah. Andrew does. He does like to be hugged and kissed.
I'm just saying, even those little points where he doesn't, I feel like there's so many things coming up where he doesn't feel like that. That's the time you really need to do it.
Right. I understand.
There's not any measure issues. It's just the idea of keeping the communication open so those little things that happen to get in the way won't become problems.
Yeah. Right. So do you see this turning into a long-term relationship?
I have to say now, because you're going back and forth on the thing, but
I feel like once you really start working on this communication thing, and I'm not saying you don't communicate, I'm just saying
right.
It's the idea of just looking at it and saying, can you make it better? And I just feel like you're going to find
right.
it. And I feel like marriage is, how long have you guys been together? 3 years?
No, just, let's see, since February.
I was just trying to figure out. Someone said he wanted to get married this year.
Love to get married in the new year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I talked to someone before who wants to get married this year. Was it you?
No.
I feel like it could be this year, but I feel like it's one of those things that let it go where it takes you.
Yeah.
There's a possibility, a lot of things popping up and saying, yeah, you can do that, but I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like it's going to be more of a 2012. I could get a real strong impression where they'll be talking about it at the end of 2011, going into a marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see me moving there with him?
Okay. Well, he's in California, right?
No.
Okay. There's a connection with California.
Yeah. He was in the service there, stationed there for a while.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason,
you guys might end up in California together, but the idea of actually you going to where he's at?
Uh-huh.
I get a yes on that one, but for some reason, I keep getting you guys both in California, too.
Yeah, because he's in Virginia right now, but you never know where he could be restationed at again.
I'm just saying, California seems very strong right now, so... Just keep your mind open to it, because I don't see an L.A. connection. I see more of trees.
More like Redland or something like that.
What would be down near San Diego?
I'm just saying when it's all over with, you guys are going to wind up in some trees. I keep getting Redland. Redland. I think it's in Redland, California, I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. He's originally from West Virginia. So I'm sure there's a lot of trees there.
Well, these are big red trees. So I think these are just really, I keep getting a California connection because I feel like the connection is very strong because these trees can only be found in California.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy. Yes.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. And keep in touch and tell us how things go with you and Andrew. I'd love to hear about it.
I sure will. I promise you I will. Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go on. Let's talk to someone else. What do you say? All right. 562. I'm sorry. It's 562. Area code. You're on the air. How are you?
Good. I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening? Okay. I'll just put you back on listening mode then, okay? All right. Okay. Like we said before with the relationships, we're talking about relationships and that kind of thing. A lot of things of trying to explain a lot to people about just exactly how that is. Because it's like, think about it. Try this once and see how far you get with this. And I think it would be a whole lot clarifying for you. Is to meet somebody, fall in love with them first, and then kind of like live that and kind of... I guess nurture that love, and then have sex. The reason I say that is like we have a lot of controversy with people talking about, well, the Bible says you shouldn't have sex until you get married. That's not a control thing. That's actually trying to protect you. I think we all look back and look at the situation and ask ourselves if we would have done it, waited for the right person, we probably would have found that right person a whole lot sooner because... And it probably would have saved us a lot of hurt and pain. Maybe with some of us, it would have saved us a lot of diseases. But see, the point is, it's a protection. It's protecting us from ourselves in some ways. It's just listening and just seeing and just doing what we got to do. There's a whole lot of energy that is exchanged between two people when they have sex. And that can be overwhelming to the point where we could actually be... be misled to actually knowing what it would, to knowing what it really was. Ouch. But if you sit there sustained from the whole thing and keep your head clear, you might actually see somebody for who they are really quickly, because I have a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say I have a lot of them, but there are some readings that I have done for people where they feel like the person they're with is the one, but it's more of a, it's more of a sexual energy. There's a difference. There really is. When two people come together and the essence connects, and that's the one person you're supposed to be with, like we were talking about before about the essence, as an essence that was created, that God created, that was so powerful and so bright that it couldn't be contained in one body, so they put in a man and a woman. Then when those two people come back and they connect, the energy between those two is phenomenal. But you can still have energy between two people because of the connection. We're all energy, so when that energy connects and that, and you let yourself go, and usually when you are in that situation, you have no, nothing holds you back. You let go. And this would help some women understand why a man distances himself the next day, usually. Or, now we're getting both sides of the whole thing, where a woman and a man. I'm just saying, some people think they can just handle and have sex, and then they let themselves go. I'm sorry. They let themselves go, and then they, there's a love that comes out and says hello. And now they have to deal with it, you know. And once it's out, it's like one of those things you just can't push it back in. You just got to deal with it and see where it's going to take you. But that's one of the signs I've always noticed, that when you meet the right person, and I've talked to people when they meet the right, it's like you don't have to have sex to see if it's going to be good. It's just one of those things that you're with the right person, so it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be great. There are no questions about that. It's just that we have to wait to get there. We have a lot of things we got to go through and that kind of stuff, and some people have different formats on the whole thing. But there is no going out there and doing a scorecard or anything like that. Some people have actually met their soulmates or twin flames, as I call them, in 2 weeks and got married and been together for 40 years. It's just one of those things. There's other people who make a mistake and meet each other, and a week later they get married, but they don't really think about it. They just go with the energy, I guess you'd say. So like we're saying, love will save you, so let it. What that means to me, and what I wrote the book for, was the idea of saying, love will save you, so let it. When you fall in love, some people have a tendency to not let it change you. Catch themselves and say, okay, we're not going to have that happen. Not realizing the ideal of being with the right person, there's some things that they're going to have to let go of. And then they're going to find out later on, and the struggle of thinking they have to hang on to these things, and then they start realizing they don't need them anymore. Okay. Let's take another caller. All right. Area code 619, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi.
And
my name is Tasha.
Tasha, where are you calling from?
California.
So how is California? Is it as cold as it was 2 days ago?
It was cold yesterday, and it's pretty hot today. So we had a cold Thanksgiving, but
right.
That's about it.
So you're calling from California? So you're calling in?
Yeah.
You have any thoughts about the show, or got a couple questions you want answered?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been divorced 2 years now.
Right.
And it's been hard for me to get over, I guess, forgiveness, like forgiving myself for being in that situation.
Right.
I don't know, it's just something that I struggle with. What do you think about that?
Why is it so hard for you to let go of that?
I think it's because things weren't so great when I was a child, and I seen my own parents' marriage fall apart.
Right.
And a girl identifies most with her mother, so we go through and we try not to make the same mistakes as our mother, and when we do, it's kind of, I think we're even more harder on ourselves.
That's true. What I would do in a situation like this, I would just wipe everything clean, you know, I would meditate, focus, and then there's a technique that you can actually use. It's called regression. Not the idea of past life regression, but the idea of regressing back to a point, to a situation of something that would happen, that you can actually go back at this time and make a different decision, which actually coming back to the present, you look back at that one and say, well, I made a different decision, so that didn't happen no more. So now I look at it a different way. Then now I can let go of the situation that happens, or the situations that are happening now. You let go because you're basically telling yourself, I already went back and changed that. So the outcome should be a whole lot better, so I shouldn't feel that way. So it makes it easier to let go of it. Now, I know you see certain way. There were certain things that you retreated in a way with that relationship with your mom and your dad. I also get the impression you blame yourself for some of it, too. It's one of those things of just telling yourself that the relationship fell apart because of the two people that were in it, and that was your mom and your dad, and it was something they created. You had nothing to do with it. So even now, it's looking at the situation, I would just go back and try to, and this might sound crazy, but I've done this before, where I just go back and take a situation and make it just more positive than it was before, to give me some reinforcement of saying I can have that. Because like I was telling the other lady, once you can use your imagination and create a scenario that's a whole lot more positive and you can actually see it in your mind, then it actually does exist. If it didn't exist, you couldn't imagine it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was sitting there, what I'm saying with your situation is you're having a hard time letting go of it because you, from that, it's like carrying guilt. You feel like you have to. So you just have to tell yourself that you don't. This might sound like a simple thing to do, but that's why I keep picking up. All you got to do is just simply let go of it. I would definitely sit there and think about, if you could too, is getting some books right off price, because the books that he has on angels talk about these techniques of using your angels so they can actually take you back to a certain point in your life to show it, so you can actually see it from your point of now as being a mature adult, going back and looking at a situation as when you were a child and saying, okay, now you look at it then, that's a child's mentality, and you're looking at it through your eyes now, so you can see it a whole lot different. There are just so many, because that's one thing I really talk about with the law of attraction and everything that goes along with it, of actually having a stronger relationship with your angels and God and archangels, because I just feel like they're all there for a reason, and we all feel something there. I have a hard time with people. Hello? Well, that was crazy, wasn't it? I think we just lost that one, lost her. I don't know what happened, but that was different. I've never had that happen, so we'll just go on. And let's talk to some other people, because I got to figure this one out. Strongly, guys, if you're all out there and you're listening, try the John Randolph Price's books. One thing they teach you to do, I mean, like with the Super Beings book, it teaches you different levels of spirituality and what's the potential you have to get there. See, the more you have a stronger relationship with yourself and the more you know who you are, the more you trust what comes into your path, okay? That's what we keep stressing on. And those books, hello, how you doing? This is area code 407. You on the air?
Hello?
Is anybody there? Hello? Okay. Hello? That was weird. Let's try this again. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, this, I don't know, the connection's a little weird. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, because you're actually,
okay,
you're actually on my switchboard twice.
Oh.
It's almost like you tried calling in, and then you tried to use
I called in, and I hung up because it was, like, breaking up, and then I called back, but I hung up, so that's strange.
That is strange. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Kelly. I'm from Florida.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I just had to call in and share a few thoughts, because this is just a really great topic. topic, and you've said a lot of really interesting things, and I just wanted to, can I share my experience really quick?
Well, actually, go ahead.
it's along this line, and it might help some people because, you know, even, let's say, a year and a half ago, if I were listening to this show right now, I probably would be very skeptical, but a year ago this month, last November, I met somebody who is the absolute perfect person for me, the love of my life, and a friend of mine who's a psychic told me that he was my twin flame, and I had never heard of that concept before. I didn't even know what twin flame meant or was, and I knew what soulmates were, but I didn't know about twin flame, and so I started doing a little bit of research on that, and when I found out what that really meant, everything else made sense. And when I shared it with...
Freaking Valentine's
Day. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I said, I guess you'll look at a Valentine's card different now, too, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So that was that's interesting. I'm glad to know that now.
Yeah.
But I think for me, and I was just... My heart goes out to the last caller that got dropped because she said she's still kind of recovering after 2 years of being divorced. And I was divorced 12 years ago, and it took me a really, really long time to heal from that. Mm-hmm. And... I dated, I can't even tell you how many men, you know, just casually, just men that I met on internet dating sites, and it was just like a never-ending cycle of dead ends, and I think once I turned the corner and started to do the work on myself and focused on loving me, and I'm really focused on my own healing, then... This person just dropped into my life. I didn't meet him on an internet dating site. I met him at a farmer's market through another friend, and it was completely out of the blue.
Right.
It was the Sunday before Thanksgiving last year, and boom, there he was. And it was like we both, just like you said, we both knew. I mean, it was just nothing even needed to be said between us. It was just totally, we both recognized it. It was the craziest, strangest thing, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, because I about died laughing when the first girl called in and told me she was wearing a ring on her ring finger because that's what I was doing all summer.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, because I was with my father, and so it's a long story. I won't go into it. But when we finally connected and had a real date and had a chance to talk, he said, I didn't know if that was your husband. I mean, he didn't know who the man was that I was with. He never made the connection that it was my father because my dad was visiting me for Thanksgiving, and I brought him along.
Right.
So, you know, he still responded, so you're right. It doesn't matter. You can have a ring on your finger or not, and if it's the right person, it's not going to hinder anything.
And if it does, they're going to ask questions. They're going to ask, you know, is that ring from a previous marriage? Because they're going to have a curiosity in their mind because of the connection you have together. So they're going to know something.
Yeah, that connection is it's tangible. Like, you could just almost touch it. So that would not, you know, those little details wouldn't prevent that union from taking place. But really, I think the point is that when you're spiritually ready, when you're emotionally healthy, and another thing that I did, and I did this for years, like, because four years ago and 10 years prior to that, up to about 4 years ago, I was I was a very religious person. And it was part of my spiritual path, so I don't have any regrets. But then things kind of changed. I had an awakening period in my life, and now I would just call myself more spiritual. But my religious background has helped me to understand a lot more things, so it wasn't a bad thing. But I used to pray and ask God to bring me the man who was right for me, like I didn't have any say in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I kind of had this awakening time and I shifted, then I started realizing that I could bring into my life what I wanted, what I knew was good for me and what I wanted to manifest. And so, and I think you mentioned this earlier, I just wrote down everything that I was looking for in a man. And this person, the love of my life, Sam, he is everything on that list and more. And when I went back and looked at the list, it kind of freaked me out because the list, to me, almost seemed impossible. Like, I could never find somebody that would meet all of those. And they weren't, you know, I don't know. They weren't, they were deep, important things. It wasn't all about, you know, that he makes a lot of money and he drives a nice car and he's really handsome. But,
right.
Yeah, he's everything that I had on that list. So I think that's a really important part of creating that for yourself is to write it down. Like you said in your journal, put down on paper what you want.
Yeah, because there's some people out there that do want a guy who makes a lot of money. And there's nothing wrong with asking for that, but also realizing that if that's the only thing you have a tendency to settle for and you want to knock on your back but have a tough time with relationships, then you're compromising still because you're not getting the rest of that list of 10 other things that you wanted. Because, I mean, I was going to tell people before, I was like, you know, I was going to go, hey, okay, this is what I'm looking for, guys. So it's like looking for avenues to put it out there. So I was like looking at finding a deep, loving person who was like, I mean, I got to the point of saying she's 5'2". She's 5'2". She's got green eyes. She got long brown. She has dark hair. And just looking at that kind of thing and saying, you know, just it was just something that came to me. Like, I feel like my angels are constantly talking to me and telling me these things to the point where when I started writing those things down, I started getting a vision of this person in my head and started saying, okay, I need to go on because I just met someone this last weekend who's almost identical to who I am, but there's little variations of certain things that she was still attached to another guy that she
uh-huh.
That she was having tough times letting go. She said, this was a red flag for me when she said, I've been trying to get rid of this guy for 3 weeks, and I'm a very, very blunt person. I just looked at her and said, okay, why can't you let him go? What's the reason why you're hanging on to him? Because she was trying to make it out like he was the one that was the problem, because she said, I'm trying to get rid of him. Like, he just keeps coming back and coming back. But what was really going on in the situation was she wasn't being totally honest with everybody and herself because she was still leaving doors open. And that's why the person thought that there's something still going on. And who knows if there wasn't, because I felt like there still was. So there was a connection, but also in the same time, there just wasn't this overwhelming getting hit by a wave of water, you know, like
mm-hmm.
going out of the ocean and smack. It didn't happen, but there was we had all this stuff in common, same kind of thinking, working this thing out, even to the point where I want to move back to Colorado. She wanted to go to Colorado. So there was all these connections, but there was just something about the whole thing that just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean she's a bad person or a good person. It's just the ideal, the situation of a situation she still needs to work on. And
right.
I'm at a point right now that I'm very open to doing what I'm doing. To the point where if I sit down, I just wrote this down 2 days ago and just got very detailed about it and started saying, okay, what would I like to have here? And I started just, you know, beautiful, romantic, supportive. But, you know, people are, like we was talking about before, some people are scared to ask for the really important things. Want to have a great sex life. This girl should have a very high sex drive. There's nothing wrong with saying those things because those are the things that you want in a relationship and they're important to you. So if you don't get those things, the relationship's not going to go anywhere. And you should think about that. If you don't get exactly what you want, you're not going to be satisfied. If you're not satisfied, then you won't put all your efforts into the relationship because you're still looking for something else.
Well, people are afraid to ask for what they want because they don't really believe that they can have it.
Yeah, and I've told a lot of women, I feel like that if a guy tells you he doesn't like a woman who's all over him, there's something wrong with him or he's just not being truthful to himself. Because the ideal of expressing yourself should not be stifled because you don't like something. Maybe the reason you don't like it is because it's actually what you need and you're just not ready to let go and let go that much. Because, I mean, I was sitting there looking at things of respect and sexuality, just sensual and sexual, but also respectful.
Right.
But also looking for other things that people have a tough time forgiving each other, which could also keep things from going forward. Because I've seen people who actually do get together, and they're actually twin flames, which is makes things easier. But it's not going to be where it's going to be a situation where when I say work, I'm not saying work, work, work. I'm saying talk about the situation. When situations do arise, you have to look at the relationship that you have and let it dictate how you're going to deal with situations. Because if you have a great connection, there's a reason why your spouse is doing certain things. And so you got to sit down and talk about that. And some people have a tendency to think, well, we're twin flames. Everything should do itself. Well,
yeah, that doesn't work. I mean, you still have to tend to your relationship. Like, you have to care for it.
The success of your relationship depends on you, too.
Yeah.
And like we were talking before the show, I believe it very strongly. When you get married, you're creating, even when you get into a relationship, you're creating a new life. Because there's going to be something more than you and more than him. And how you nurture and how you feed that child, that new life,
depends how it's going to mature. If you don't give it anything, it's not going to happen.
You know, you just said something a minute ago about if a guy doesn't like it, if his girlfriend's all over him, that's a huge red flag, because I think one of the determining factors of finding that right person and knowing it, and I think we all know it, I think we do know when it's not right. Sometimes we just want to be in that denial place just because we don't want to be alone, which is totally understandable, but you know it's right when you're just totally yourself, and it's fine all the time. Like, you don't have to be somebody that you're not. Being who you are genuinely is just the way that it just works. And I have never experienced that before with any relationship that I've been in, including my marriage. I could never truly be myself until I met this person.
Right.
And there's no fear. I mean, there's, like, absolutely no fear that this isn't going to work. There's just no fear, period, which I've never experienced that either.
Yeah, well, you can actually be fun. You can sit there, and I used to do this with my ex-fiance, and I don't know what happened there. I really don't. Maybe I do, but I'm just saying with the situation, when I got over the whole thing, I could just sit there and crack jokes, make weird noises. I used to do impersonations and stuff like that. And she didn't get the heck out of this thing. And when, you know, it started getting to the point where I really did feel like I could just be myself. Like I said before, I don't know what happened with the situation, but I have seen situations like this too, where you have a twin flame and refuses to see what's going on and runs the other direction. So they actually do know exactly what's going on. They know the connection. They know why you're supposed to be together, but they still have a tendency to run. I'm just saying, I want to stress to everybody that also the same situation, if that happens to you, that just means that person is not ready for it. Some twin flames come back together, and you're just not on the same level. Does this mean you're going to be alone for the rest of your life? No, it doesn't, because it means you are ready for it. I feel like in some ways, since we've had so many past lives, I feel like there are situations where you can have those, and I don't feel like you're going to be alone. I just want to stress that, because I've sit there and told, I've gone through the same myself. She just wasn't the twin flame for this lifetime, or maybe she was a soulmate that just really got to the point where, like you said, you got to look for the sign. She wasn't really supportive in what I do for a living, and there was other things that was starting to play themselves out too. So she might have just liked the idea of a guy having a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But with the I understand what you're saying too. And basically, what I'm saying is you're not gonna be alone. It's just the idea of figuring that when something goes, when the one person leaves, there's somebody else better coming.
Yeah.
Just telling you, you're just your person. You're going to be with that person for probably the rest of your life. And I feel like you're actually going to carry it on afterwards. It's like one of those things, what I mean by that is, it's like I do paranormal work, and I've seen a lot of situations where the husband and the wife don't leave. There's a period of time they stick around for a while. So they're just basically making sure that, and I feel like this is what would happen in the situation of one of the other person living before the other. Of being there for that person to make sure they're okay before they move on.
Yeah.
Very strong connection, loving connection, and making sure, even after death, of saying, okay, I'm around for a little bit longer, and say, okay, you're going to be good. One lady in particular, she was a woman that was always taken care of by her husband. I mean, he did everything for this woman. He actually stuck around after he passed away and taught her how to be independent and how to stand on her own 2 feet. Now, that's a loving husband who, even after his death, made sure his wife could take care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
So these
are because, I mean, our spirits our bodies just expire, but our spirits don't. That energy stays or lasts forever. So, yep, that's amazing.
I wanted to do a show on that, too, saying where do we go at when we leave? And because people talk about out-of-body experiences. They talk about meditation. And there's this connection that we have with our angels and our guides and God and everyone. Where it seemed like we all go to one place and we kind of meet. So it's one of those situations, it's like a conversation. I tell everybody all the time, the best way to communicate with your angels and God and everybody is just imagine you guys all sitting at a kitchen table and conversing with your friends. It's the same thing. So just connect with that whole thing. But let me ask you one question. When is your birthday?
May 27th.
May 27th?
Uh-huh.
May 27th, that means you're a Gemini. May 27th. Yeah, you're a Gemini, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Because, I mean, you seem like you've really taken the twins and actually balanced it out. Really great.
Yeah, but I think so. I have my moments. So.
Plus, Stanford teaches Geminis who think that since you have this, they call it the split personality. It's not a split personality. We all have these kind of personalities in some way, in some kind of form where there's two of us, you know. And once we can connect those two together, we become a balanced person. So anybody can become balanced.
Right.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've
gotten to that point, I think, where I'm balanced now. Finally, it took me a long time, but you know, life, those experiences that makes it, that helps. So.
Yeah. Once you got this balance, was that before or after you met this guy?
It was before.
I figured as much.
It was before.
Balance about.
And it was this spiritual journey that I went on, coming out of my religious mode into my more spiritual mode, and I just kind of became, that's when I started getting emotionally healthy, so
okay.
It made a huge difference in my life.
Okay.
But I have a quick question for you, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this wonderful, amazing man, he's British, and he owns a home here in Florida, but he's also doesn't have dual citizenship. So he overextended his visa days, and he had to go back to the UK in September, and we thought we would be back together in November, but when he counted the days, he discovered that he spent too much time over here. So, and you know, of course, we've talked about getting married, and that's going to happen. There's just things that need to be worked out between now and when that happens. But so we're separated at least until February because he can't come back here, and my work just isn't going to allow me to go over there. So I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe something could possibly work out, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering.
What's your situation? What you should do in this situation is one of the things I'd accrue to myself is after you get what you want, the work continues. You'll start and keep dictating how things are going to work themselves out. Like sitting down and basically telling yourself, okay, how could this actually work? How can I do that? What would be good for me? Because you know, I keep getting my impression with the whole thing is I keep going that you're going to go there.
Uh huh.
And I feel like it's the idea of work might get in the way. But see, I also get this really strong impression. And when I say go there, I mean you're going to go there. That's where I feel like your life might actually go there for a period of time.
Okay.
Because it's like...
I'm not opposed to that.
I just feel like you're cutting ties here and moving there.
Yeah. All right.
And if you don't go
I'm
there...
I'm totally open to that. That's good.
Okay. But I'm just saying, you know, if he has a house there and he wants to come here for a while, I'll be glad to house it. But, I've always wanted to go to London, so in England.
Me too. I've never been, so yeah.
One of my favorite things, and actually, I haven't thought about that too, about having a British girlfriend, and still kind of open to that, but still want that green eyes thing. I don't know what it is, green eyes, but that's my big thing in long term.
Ask and you shall receive. And really, I mean, if I can just say one more thing before I go and let somebody else talk, it's really not about working so hard to find the right person, which I always did. I was always working, striving, you know, trying to figure out how it's going to happen. How can I make this happen? And when I finally just let go, and I actually played a game with myself, and this didn't have anything to do with wanting to meet the right person. Back in September of last year, I decided that I was going to just do the opposite of, you know, like that Seinfeld episode where George said, I'm going to do the opposite of everything. And that popped into my head one day, and I thought, I need to do something different with my life. I need to get out of this rut that I'm in. And so for about 2 months, whenever I reacted to something and, you know, I started to make a decision based on the way that I normally would, I just stopped myself and I did the opposite. And when I started doing that, everything in my life changed. And that's how I met the person that introduced me to this amazing man that's in my life now. And if I hadn't done that, I never would have met him. So, I don't know. You just make a list of what you want and let go and surrender and just allow it to happen. And your angels, like you said, your angels will make it happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the whole thing is... letting go and having faith in what you've basically focused on is going to happen and then take it one step further. Because people think it's crazy when you sit there and say, okay, now you've done that. Now you want to put yourself in a state of mind like you don't care if it happens or not because you just know It's a done deal.
You trust. I mean, you care because really you don't want to be alone. You want to find that amazing person, but you let go because you're just, you know that you don't have to, you can't make that happen. You have to allow that to happen.
Right. Yes, you do. That's the whole thing. Detach, and then you'd be amazed what happens, because I found out that's the biggest thing, anything I've ever tried to manifest. The sooner I let go of it, the quicker it happens. And I've had things happen in 5 minutes where I just go, okay, I want to go home. I'm waiting for my ride.
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden someone shows up and you haven't seen in a month. That's one of the things we're talking about last show, too, where we're talking about y'all want signs. If you're manifesting something and something happens so great, it's going to be a win-win situation where both people are getting what you want, no matter what kind of situation it is. That person's getting something as much as you are, and it's being taken care of by one situation. It comes together.
Right.
So take that one into consideration. If you find somebody that's so intense and so loving and so caring, and then you just sit back and you're so relaxed with it that you start, for once in your life, you just start enjoying it. You know you're in the right place.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for taking my call. I'm going to check out these books. I just went onto Amazon and looked up that author. So I haven't heard of him before, but these books look really great. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's one thing I want to stress to people, because John Randolph Price is I found books, and I think he was, I think he's a really good guy. I just don't understand why a lot of people don't know him. So I'm trying to, get people to go out there and look for him, because these books, I mean, the book Super Beings, I swear to you, when I got this book, 4 days, it started changing in my life. Just that pretty quick. So, just take a look.
Yeah.
So check that one out. And Kelly, that's your name, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Keep in touch and tell us how it goes between you and your guy.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on. We still have half hour left in the show. That is weird. Okay. Area code 253. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hi. Good. My name is Lynn, and I'm calling from Washington State. Hi.
Washington State.
Yeah.
I was trying to
Where are you?
It is. I'm in Ohio, so.
Nobody lives in Ohio.
Yeah, we're trying to make it that way, too. Right now, I'm having a really hard time. I got approved for an apartment in Colorado, but for some reason, it seems like things are kind of falling short to get the rent to go back out there, because they want me to have too much rent since I'm coming from another state, just to make sure I got the thing going on. So I'm telling myself, I got approved for the apartment, so there must be something going on. And Colorado is beautiful. And
Where are you going in Colorado?
A place called Manitou Springs, which is about 5 minutes from Colorado Springs, and it's right at the bottom of Pikes Peak.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It's a really wonderful place. I used to love that place because of it was so easy to get lost on purpose. And even though I've actually saw Washington State too as well. I just have something about mountains, and I was like, you guys have got some really beautiful mountains out there too.
Oh yeah, we got Cascades and we got ocean.
Not at all. Oh, that's great.
Oh yeah, I love it here. I'm interested in a man who is in the process of separating. He has separated from his wife. However, he's in the process of waffling.
Going back and forth.
Yeah. I do sense that he will get a divorce, but I'm wondering what you see for me with regard to him.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you do psychic work?
You think I'm pretty psychic?
I know. I just get that really strong connection with you where it's like, I feel like the guy, it's going to be one of those things back and forth, but I feel like you really sense a lot of things with this situation, and you could actually be really good if you're not. Because the biggest thing I got was I felt like you did do this kind of work. And it was.
Yeah, I have very good intuition, yeah, but I don't do psychic work officially now.
All right. When's your birthday? Can I ask that, please?
January 7th.
So you're a Capricorn.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Nobody wants to be a Capricorn, but you live in Ohio.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like it. I mean, I've been trying to find my way out of here since I got here. Because I came back here, I got family here, and I don't have to constantly remind her why I need to go. But,
yeah, I hear you.
Because I was telling people relationships are relationships, and it's like you have to put things in perspective on any kind of relationship that you have. And some people have a tendency to deal with family more than they should, respect, disrespect, and that kind of stuff, when they should just put it in place too, because people are talking about the separation and leaving. And I just look at it and say, you know, I had more success when I was in Colorado being away from my family and being with my family. I wasn't trying to be mean or nothing. It was just the ideal. Sometimes you have to be honest with yourself and take yourself where you need to go. And a lot of people are going to talk you out of it because they're always saying, well, you should be doing this and family and blood's thicker than water. And you just kind of like, if that's all you have going for you, it's just blood is thicker than water, then you really don't have nothing going at all. That's something you have to fall back on. And you should think about those things. And maybe the idea of family and relationships, some relationships actually have a tendency to get stronger when you have distance between the two because it makes people, it puts people in positions of actually going out of their way to do something for it or maybe going to visit and that kind of thing. And it has a tendency to open up more. How would I put this? It's like it opens up where they can start feeling for each other again.
Appreciation, right?
Appreciation, yes, family. Now, with relationships, I'm totally the opposite way. When I meet somebody, if I met someone on the phone or internet, I believe that those people should meet face-to-face as soon as possible, as quick as possible. And if you can't, then definitely start something on the phone. This internet stuff, I feel like it's just another way for people to hide. And it's usually they're hiding because they're scared to death what might happen, which is what they want to happen, which is kind of a contradiction. But it's one of those things of trusting, because I've done this before, and people don't understand why I go and do what I do. But I've actually been in situations where I follow my guidance, and I go where I go. So I've actually been to almost every state in the union. I've met a lot of girls, but it's also the idea I was talking about before, being honest and saying, if it's not working out, don't always blame yourself. Put blame where blame belongs, because there's been a couple situations where I actually had a psychic friend of mine who was a girl who straightened me out and said, you know something? Just you quit thinking it's always your fault. It could be because it seemed like you're following your guidance. So how could it be wrong? It must be the other person who just wasn't ready for what they were asking for. So that's what we're always talking about. You know, watch what you ask for because you might get it, which means you're going to get it. So are you really prepared for that? Because we were talking about before about baggage and all this other stuff that people have a tendency to bring into relationships, and that's what it's saying. Are you ready? Because the more you let go of that baggage, the more you're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy that relationship. And when I pick up this guy you're talking about, and what's his name? Can I ask that?
I can give you a K. His first
you
name
give me
is
a K.
K.
Okay, no problem. That's good. K, what the situation is, the first thing I picked up was the thing you were talking about before, waffling. And I just see him going back and forth, back and forth. I do feel like this relationship could be a whole lot stronger if he would let himself go and sever himself from that situation. I think it'd be best for him and the woman he's married to. Be best for the both of them. It goes two separate ways. But they're also connected to each other in a lot of ways that they're not. Like, I would just sit there and tell him flat out, go to your angels, go to Archangel Michael, take the sword, cut those ties, and move on. As simple as that. He can't understand some of them right now. He can't really figure them out, you know? But on the same note, he needs to sever himself from the situation before you can see him clearly anyway. Can you help him out with the situation? Yes, I do. I'm just not, when I pick up on the relationship between the two of you, of trying to help him, could actually be really hard on you. I feel like you're a very strong woman and you can deal with it. I'm just saying you don't have to. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a situation where you have to. I feel like your angels are talking to you and saying it's still a choice. You can still walk away if you want to, and it's not a bad thing if you do. It's just a realization that there's a lot of work for him to go through before he can actually love anybody unconditionally because he's still there. I guess you would sit there and say a person who talks about it, he doesn't love his wife or that whole situation, but there's still a lot of strong caring thing there where I guess he would understand why he would want to sit there and hang on to it, but just a lot of frustration and a lot of hostility, too.
Yeah, and caring still, huh?
And caring still. He will. It's like I always tell people when I do relationship counseling and in sessions of relationship readings that people will still care for ex-spouses and probably will for the rest of your life. I just don't feel like love dies. I just feel like it's one of those things that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They can't coexist with each other. But does
Do
it
you
matter?
Have any sense of a timeline where they will be done?
I feel like the whole situation of being done might not happen until June. Mm-hmm. So we're talking between June and August. There's a lot of chaos going on between those two. But you see, I would definitely say a finalization on the whole thing. I keep getting August.
Mm-hmm. Like divorce.
Yeah.
The papers.
But he has to come to the conclusion, too, it's over. You know, I get the impression it's been over for a long time. It's just that they're just looking at each other going, you know, almost like they're waiting for something to change.
Yeah.
So they cannot do what they got to do.
So his holidays are going to be with her.
Ouch. Oh, sorry.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry. I busted myself on this table. I have a new desk. So I'm not used to the parameters yet. So I'm a guy who likes to work out a lot, so I'm a little bit bigger. So bumping into things is kind of getting used to them. Do you think you'll be with this man?
What I asked you was, do you see their holidays to be together?
You know, it's a different kind of thing where I feel like... I do feel like they're going to spend the holidays together, but I don't see it being a happy occasion.
Yeah.
Okay. I see more arguing and fighting. I keep getting two kids. Two children. Does he have any children?
No.
I keep getting these two. There's something in the mix of everything.
Well, there might be other family members who have young children, but this couple does not have children.
Children. When's your? You said you're January 7th. What year?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm. You don't sound like you're that much. I would say you were born in the 70s.
Oh. And when were you born?
Well, I ain't telling you either. No. No, I was actually born in 61. I'm a Taurus, so maybe that's why I identify you more, because you're a Capricorn, two earth signs. And I'm actually, if you do my astrology, I'm actually triple earth.
Wow.
So I'm actually really, I think my rising sign is, I think it's Capricorn.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I like it, because, I mean, I'm grounded. Right now, things are slow when it comes to finances and stuff, and I'm kind of like trying not to get really freaked out in a fearful way. Because I don't want to be here, but I'm trying to make the best of it. And I'm trying to, maybe that's why I'm not making any money right now, because I've really not made a decision, because I don't want to be here, but I can actually do some work here and try to get those two balanced out. Because I'd love to have a Capricorn in my life, because they're really good at finances. And I just don't, see, I like to take the show and what I do for a living, and that's what I want to do. I don't want to do the financial part of it. I'd love to find someone to, you know, just do my promotions and get me work, get me clients and that kind of stuff, so I could just focus on the spiritual work.
Well, if you're flirting with me, I'm in love with this other man. So it's not going to happen.
That sucks, man. But no, I just think, really honestly, I think you're just a very lovely woman. I should also think about the psychic work. Even if you don't want to do it as a profession, I think you should do it, because I feel like you could really help a lot of people.
That's very sweet.
I feel like this situation with this guy, I feel like it's more of a spiritual connection of helping him and showing you the way that's what you can actually do for people and how you could actually be a healer just by what you say. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things, this is just still a choice. This is a really choice. I'm just saying I would really definitely do the work with him, which could really have a really good positive outcome. I'm just saying that when I look at it, I really feel like it's going to be a lot of work, because he has a tendency to falter back and forth. He needs somebody to sit there and look him in the face and say, you know something, man, snap out of it. It's over. It's over. You need to sit there, because his life is not going anywhere at this moment, because he hasn't made a conscious choice to say, okay, I need to cut loose from that whole thing. I just feel like she's already started over.
You mean she's left him in some way?
Well, it's like starting over. I mean, she's already made a decision. It's not going to work. she's almost like, and I don't feel like she's with anybody, but I also feel like she's looking for somebody, so she knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to understand that. He also, it's like looking at the situation I'm saying before and being very strong and saying, hey, you should start appreciating what you have in front of you instead of looking for things that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting angry about things that you don't have. Maybe the reason you don't have them because you're not supposed to. And look at the things that you do, which is you.
Mm.
He needs to be more appreciative.
So you get that he's holding on to her more than she's holding on to him.
Yes, because I keep getting a contradiction. Like, he keeps saying she's holding on to him. And maybe she is, but still at the same point, he's still hanging on. He knows that. He needs to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of realizing, saying, okay, this person still wants me.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. It's just a realization on your part, saying it's over. And you're the, for some reason, you've been chosen to make the right decision and walk away.
Do you see us coming together once he's divorced?
I do.
Mm.
I see a period of time, but I do feel, as I was saying, man, you know, I would definitely be in a situation, if I was in your position, I would definitely do the work. Because I definitely see a positive outcome on this one.
Uh-huh. And do you see that long-term when we finally do get together?
Yes, I do, because it's like coming to a point of appreciation on his part. And once that appreciation is realized, then he won't let go.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work would you do for me with us?
What kind of work would I do with you guys?
Yeah.
I would do a lot of, I'd love to sit down and work with both you guys, because, I mean, I feel like it's one of those things I need to talk to him as well. But it's one of those opening up and almost like I would, there's this thing called where couples meditate together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just opening up the minds of actually feeling what each, or it's like feeling, but also hearing what the other person is saying. I've done this before with other people where they go, okay, this person's saying this, Abby's mouth. I said, well, focus where they say the third eye is, right between your eyebrows. Focus on that part. I think we just lost another person. Just focus on that. What happens is if you focus on the little point between the eyes, what you get here is that's the third eye. What you're focusing on, you're going to pick up what they're actually thinking, which a lot of times has a tendency to contradict what they're actually saying at their mouths. Once you start focusing on that, what you're going to try to do is open those two up together. Once you open those two together, then you can actually hear each other of what you're really thinking. That way, there is no way of disputing it, so you have a tendency to be more honest. And then you start saying it at your mouth. And that's what I would definitely do for you guys. Yeah, I don't know how we lost one there. That drives me crazy when it happens. But if you could call back in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said before, I also do private sessions. The number there is 937-838-6337. So call. I'll be glad to work with you guys. Since it's holidays, just tell me what you want to tell me how you would like to, what would you like to spend on a couple ring, and I'll give you 2 hours. One price, 2 hours. So take that into consideration and give me a call at 937-838-6337. Any other couples out there who want to get some work this in the month of December, you set the price, you get 2 hours. So therefore, shoot on through. Now we're still waiting for that 10th caller to call in so we can get that 45-minute reading for free away. So let's take another caller and see what's up here. See what we got. Go, maybe we get some comments on the show. A couple more questions. 502, you're on the air. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you tonight?
It's Ohio. How can you be in Ohio?
I'm in Kentucky, so I feel you.
You're in Kentucky?
Yes, I'm in Kentucky, so I'm not that far away. I know the weather really stinks.
Yeah, last night it was like, I looked out there and I'm like, I'm going to walk to the gym until I realized it was pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm.
I like walking a lot because walking to me is like meditation in itself. So sometimes when I don't get a chance to go walking, I kind of like get a little irritated. But Ohio can do that to you sometimes too.
Yes, Kentucky can do that to you, especially when you get the Kentucky crew. which everybody does this time of year, so that's pretty well normal.
Right.
And I love to walk. I know what you're talking about.
So what's your name?
My name is Carolyn.
Carolyn, and when's your birthday?
It's June the 9th, and I'll even tell you the year. It's 1962.
1962, so you're actually younger than me.
Yes.
Right? Okay, I'm 61, you're 62. That's like you're a year younger than me.
Right,
okay.
Younger than you.
For some reason, I keep getting that wrong. I don't know why. No, I really apologize to the people we actually lost on the calls. I don't know what happened there, unless they were just got to go. But if it was on our part, I apologize, and please call back. I've been telling everybody, too. Call the private number, 937-838-6337. Get a private reading. The month of December is going to be great because we're giving, you know, basically I just want to sit there and tell everybody, call me and just give me a price. I'm very flexible when it comes to December, so just say a price and I'll give you 2 hours. So, you know, just everybody call in. It's Christmas, right? I don't know how I'm going to deal with this freaking month either. I swear I don't. I'm just not too happy with holidays and the point of what I got to do, okay?
I don't like holidays.
It's like family set. I'm just saying that there's like this human aspect of saying, okay, there's limitations. You got to give everybody a present in your family. I'm like, but there's some people I don't like. And I understand what they're saying. Be nice, give, give, give. And I give all the time. And I feel like that giving should not be in a form of a present. It could be anything, even if it's just a service. That's giving of yourself. So do that. And Carolyn, let me ask you this real quick. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shoot off to this different subject. I'm pretty sure there's something you want to ask. So you go right ahead.
Actually, I did. Astrologically, you know, you were talking about you were a triple Earth. I am a double Gemini. And my question is, I'm not with anybody right now, and I'm just curious what you see possibly coming up for me in the romance department.
Really? So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm open to meeting anybody. Seriously, I am.
Right. Good question. You know, it's one of those, I feel like it's a 2011 for you. It seems like it's a manifesting, you know, a really manifesting year. It's the 11 itself. I like 11 because 11 is actually my freaking numerology. I'm 11, which can actually be taken down to a 2. But sometimes we have a tendency to go the double digit because 11 is actually a very positive manifestation number. When you see 11, I've always been told if you see 11 or 1111 or whatever combination you have to focus on really what you want to at that time and make sure that you do focus on what you want because it was going to happen very, very easily. And the reason I caution people on things because if you let any negative thoughts pop into, they'll manifest just as quick. So this
is it. I have another question. If you have a thing for someone, I do have feelings for someone, but you moved away.
Right.
Almost a year ago, and when I first met him, it was like being hit in the heart. I had never had that happen before. My heart actually jumped in my chest, and it scared me. And the feeling is so... Go ahead.
Right.
We flirted and went back and forth, and it never went anywhere, and then he ended up moving away, but there's a bond there. When things are not going right for him, I feel it. And I'm in Kentucky. He's in Florida. And when his dad died, I didn't even know his dad died. All I knew was he got on my mind, and I just started crying. And when I found out what had happened to him, I calmed down. And then I didn't know when his father had died, but the day his father got buried, I did the same thing and did not know. That was the day his father was being buried.
Right.
I'm wondering, do you see him ever coming back into my life, or is this just a friendship thing?
Let me say one thing real quick, okay? I have someone on the line right here who's area code 610. If you could still stay on the line until, if we go off the air, you are the 10th caller. So if you stay on the line, stay right where you're at. I'll give you the details on the 45-minute reading you just won. So just stay there, because we're getting down to about 9 minutes in the show. So I just want to make sure this person, hopefully you stay there, because I really want to give this away, because I've been doing this every show. But with your situation, what I keep picking up the most is the reason you pick up on people like you do, because you're a very loving, caring person. And there's definitely a strong bond there. But see, the one thing is, you're going to pick those bonds up because of who you are. You're a caring, loving person. So that's going to happen. Okay, well, the situation with there, it didn't go anywhere. I could really identify with this because what I've been doing my whole freaking life. I have, you know, when doing the psychic readings and stuff, and I was living in Colorado, I used to have a couple of shops. And I would meet people all the time and have these really incredible connections and bonds with them. And then never see them again. And it was very hard. But one thing it taught me was, too, that that's what I'm doing. I'm always trying to help somebody out and always trying to see the deeper meaning or the deeper, you know, roots of an issue or something. And when you do that, you connect with people very easily. So you're opening yourself up. And when the very first thing I picked up here, I don't see the other guys ever connecting again in the aspect of maybe a possibility of a relationship. But the ideal, I feel like there's going to be communication between the two of you, but I always see it's just friendship. And I feel like the next time that you guys do connect and communicate, I keep seeing a phone call. And the phone call keeps coming sporadically, so it can happen anytime.
Because
I keep getting the connections are on both sides. You understand it more than he does, so therefore that's why I feel the conversation might not happen. And it might happen. I've had the same thing with an ex-fiance of mine, too. I pick her up all the time. Sometimes in situations when you have that kind of thing going on where you know it's best for you to sever ties, it's a hard thing to do. But since I feel like the more spiritual the person is, the more they're put in the position to cut those ties and to do the responsible thing, because we're just more mature than they are. That's why they're acting the way they do. And I feel like this person here, I don't know if he's younger than you are, but he sure comes off that way. Okay.
Yeah. And emotionally, he's younger than me. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was trying. That's what I was trying to figure out,
if he was
or if he wasn't, because that's the one thing that was kind of throwing me off for a minute, because I knew he was younger, but I wasn't really, because I've done it before where I pick up people and they thought, oh no, he's older, when he's actually really immature.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the situation, because that's why I was always asking myself, okay, oh, I met all these girls this last summer. How come it didn't happen? How come something didn't go through? Or something, like I said, I felt the connection with the two. I mean, there was one person I could stare in their eyes and never felt intimidated by anything or nothing. And then that ideal, that thing never going anywhere, it was just, I actually called some of my psychic friends and go, okay, what was that all about? And they was just reaffirming something I already knew. Maybe I didn't want to look at it. But it's okay to be a caring person and be a very loving person. It's just who you are. And that's why you have a tough time letting go of certain people, too, as in your past as you have. And this would help you understand that. It's just understanding that makes you realize that you can go on and still love other people because that's just who you are. And I feel like you're going to move on. I feel in too much somebody is going to knock you off your feet.
I hope so, because for some reason I cannot let go of this man. This has been going on for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really irritating because I think I'm going on with my life, and then it's like it hits me, and there he is. In my mind, my heart's hurting, my emotions are involved, and
pulling you back.
It's irritating. It really hurts my feelings because then I get to miss
him.
And I'm hoping something will happen, you know, and we'll have a relationship at some point. Or.
And the situation.
But I think you're right.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael would be good for this situation. I would definitely talk, open up the line of communication with the two to figure this situation out. If it's just the idea of severing cords that you guys got between you and having Raphael help you do the healing part. I feel like there's a connection here that's actually going to open up some up other opportunities. And when you meet when you meet this guy in 2 months,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to be one of those situations where you understand and you're going to get a different clarity on the relationship that you have with this guy you're talking about now.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's it.
Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You too, and keep in touch and tell us how everything works out, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. What do I do with him? Hello. 610, you're on the air.
Hi. Yay, so I really won the reading, huh?
Oh, so you were listening. I was so freaked out because I'm sitting here trying to figure out, okay, this lady, I don't like to
rush people off the line. I like to let people talk as long as they want to.
Oh, and, yeah, no problem.
And get it out there because, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer to answer two questions. That's why I was trying to keep people down to two questions so we could just at least get to the root of what's going on, that kind of thing. And hopefully they have a comment as well for the show. But it doesn't matter. I just want to make sure everybody gets their voice. That's the whole point.
Well, this is exciting. It's like winning the lottery. I won the reading.
Yeah. What I was trying to say, too, was we only have 3 minutes left remaining, but I can still talk to you after we go off the air, so you don't have to go anywhere. Best thing to do in a situation like this is for me to take down your number, or you can call me back on my private number, and we can go ahead and do it today if you'd like. And if that's not convenient for you.
Okay, I'm just looking for a pen quick here. Yikes. And we're about to shut down. And I can't find. Oh, I found a pen. Now I got to find paper. Okay. Right? I can write on the roll of toilet paper, actually. Go ahead. What's the number?
My personal number.
If you want to not say it on air, it's private. But, you know, after you go off air, you're still going to be streaming. So it still will go to archives, but
right.
They won't hear you.
Right, but no, I give the number out all the time. The number is 937.
Okay.
838. 838. I forget what it was. Okay, it's 937-838-6337.
937-838-6337.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay.
I wrote down your number too as well. So if something happens in the communication department, I can give you a call back.
Oh,
I don't like
good idea.
You'll still be streaming, but the reason I wanted to go back to go to the private line is it only streams for a period of time, and as soon as I ended the show, it usually ends everything that's on the board, so I don't want to touch and cut you off.
Right. The only problem, then, is my reading won't be recorded, darn, so I can't listen to it in archives.
I understand, but
yeah,
we're trying to work on a situation where we can actually do the recording anyway, so...
Oh,
but
okay.
We have 90 seconds, and usually about this time I turn the music on, and we go off the air.
Okay.
And then,
all right, so I should call you back then?
Yeah, give me about just 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, 2 minutes, okay. All right, great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody. We're about ready to have the show. I mean, we're ready to get off the air. So I want you all to sit there and think about what we talked about today and try to take everything we can into consideration. Go check out John Randolph Price, Doreen Virtue, and also check out Esther and Jerry Hicks. They got some pretty good books too. And come back and join the show Wednesday. We'll be talking more about relationships and angels and anything that goes along with it and dreams. So give us a call back then, and we'll talk to you then. See you next week.